And you've got to have flexible furniture and spaces that allow you to do that. And we've done a lot of professional development with our teachers on different learning styles, different teaching styles. And so then we've put our money where our mouth is to give them furniture and beautiful spaces where they can actually do that for their student.
Space shapes behaviors. Behaviors create culture. And it's culture that drives results. It's why we're celebrating a century of success with Business Furniture. Thanks for being here as part of our 100th year anniversary and this special podcast with host Gary Dick.
Welcome to the More Than a Chair podcast. I'm your host today, Gary Dick, for this special series that celebrates a century of success at Business Furniture. Now, throughout this series, we've been talking with innovators, business leaders, designers. Today, excited to dive into the topic of education with Cathedral High School principal, Julie Barthel. Julie became a Cathedral's principal in 2020. She came directly from North Central High School, where she had been assistant principal. She's had a long career in education. I'm happy to have her with us today to talk about the last couple of years, challenging years in education for sure with the pandemic, but also the new Cathedral Innovation Center, a huge undertaking to be sure. And Julie, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And I should mention, Julie, in full disclosure, your husband, Tim, of course, was my oldest son's football coach, head football coach at Lawrence Central High School. So it's good to see you again.
You too. Lots of great memories there.
For sure. You talk about the challenges in education, challenges being a principal anytime, you know, that is substantial. But the pandemic, obviously, a whole different deal. As you look back on the last couple of years, how did you survive it all?
Yeah. Well, like you said, I came from North Central. Really, 3 weeks before we closed down a cathedral, I became the principal. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was amazing. One advantage I think we had at Cathedral was technology. We were already using technology at a really high level. So when we did have to transition to online learning, our teachers did an amazing job. And so we were able to do that at a high level. When we went home, we promised our parents that we would be back face-to-face the next fall, and we would be back as the safest school in Indiana. And then the following fall, we were one of three high schools that was allowed to come back face-to-face because we had a plan. We had a 22-page safety plan. That's all we worked on from the day we closed on March 12th until we came back in the fall. So pulling up the hill, how you drive in, how you enter the door, we had a plan for everything. We made videos for our parents. So really proud of the way our teachers stepped up to make sure we know we want kids face-to-face, and we were able to do that. We also had space because at that time, the Department of Education said students had to be 6 feet apart. We have a huge campus. So we used every inch of our campus. Again, being innovative, we had classes in our cafeteria. We had classes in our theater. We had classes in our gymnasium. But we knew that was okay because we were face-to-face. So really proud of the way the students and the teachers handled the pandemic and really kept learning at a high level.
And that is an amazing accomplishment when you think about it. And as you describe it there, it sounds like innovation, technology, but also commitment by staff and students at a really, really high level.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was. And I think our teachers, their safety was also at hand. You know, they knew that safety plan wasn't just for the students. We wanted them to be safe. So I think they were talking to some of their colleagues that maybe hadn't thought as much about it. So yeah, really proud of the way we were able to come back, use technology, use our space, and had a really great faculty that came together to get through that pandemic and do what was best for our kids.
The pandemic obviously changed things dramatically in the classroom, but as you reflect back on when you started in education to today, talk about the change in the classroom, just how different the classroom is today.
Yeah, absolutely. I think when I think about a question like that, I think it was stagnant or you had your seats and you kept them there the whole year, right? The teacher was in front, you had the rows. And I just think of flexibility, innovation, mobile furniture. That's what it is now. You think about your learning target for the day, and then you move your environment to match that. And that's very different. Teachers didn't think about that. They stood up there, and then that's the way we delivered it. But we know more about how kids learn and how they need to learn in a variety of ways. So we need to have learning environments that can adapt and be, you know, set up in different ways. So yeah, it's changed a great deal for the better. And even reflecting on the pandemic, it forced us to try some things. You know, education's not usually always at the forefront of innovation, and teachers don't always want to try new things. And I had some veteran teachers that really learned, hey, I can do this, and this might be a better way to do it even after the pandemic. So we tried and looked for the positives as well that came out of that.
Yeah, I think that's interesting you bring that up. And I think in any industry, innovation sometimes can meet with resistance. in education, I'm sure that can be a challenge too. So you found that too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. And we talked a lot about, I think sometimes when people think of innovation, they think it has to be something really big, like building a brand new building or starting, you know, inventing something. And innovation can be something very small, and it just means you're going to do it better. So you really can't be a good teacher without being reflective and thinking about how can I do things better. And so again, the pandemic forced us to do some of that. And now it's kind of put us in a mindset to always be reflective and always be innovative in our teaching strategies at Cathedral High School.
Yeah, in terms of change, you have a couple of sons who've gone through Cathedral, a daughter there now. How has Cathedral changed just in that relatively short period of time?
Yeah, I think the learning environment is what I think a lot about. You know, right before the pandemic, we had done a great deal with getting mobile furniture and having teachers understand the different ways that you could group kids and have things move around. Then with the pandemic, we had to put that all away, right? We didn't want different kids using it. You had to stay in your assigned seat. So now we're back to, we know that's what's best. And so actually we're turning our library right now into a unified media center. You know, a lot of kids don't come to the library much for books. Of course, we'll still always have books, but we're putting our broadcast, our journalism, our CHS Live, which is our news show, in our library. It's a beautiful, big, open space. We want to see the kids seeing those things being done. You know, a lot of times they're kind of hidden in a room and like, oh, here's your yearbook. We want our kids to see the process. And it's almost like a maker space for communication. We know that kids need communication and no matter what they're going to go into. So this, we're going to have a unified media program at Cathedral. We actually went and visited IU last week, Indiana University, and they were thrilled to talk to us and maybe want to partner with us and do some dual credit. They said they've never heard of a high school doing that. So again, another opportunity to be innovative at Cathedral.
Well, a big example of innovation at Cathedral is the Innovation Center, which just opened a few months ago. Big undertaking to be sure. Talk about kind of the creation of that center. And it didn't start out being an innovation center, right?
Absolutely. When we were first planning, we actually were going to call it a STEM center, science, technology, engineering, and math. And then the more research we did, we want to impact every kid at Cathedral High School, not just those kids that are going to focus on those STEM skills, even though we know that that's huge right now. And we're talking to colleges and universities. So that's when we came up with calling it an innovation center, because we can all be innovative. There's 8 new classrooms and laboratories in the Innovation Center, a brand new, beautiful dining hall with outdoor seating for our students, lots of technology, a full video wall in there. So again, giving our teachers spaces that they know, first of all, our kids are going to be in these kind of spaces when they go to colleges. You know, they're going to be in these big open labs and have to learn and share spaces with other teachers and other classrooms. So it's been amazing. And our faculty and our alumni have really embraced this new beautiful building. We're very grateful for it.
Talk about the design process and coming up with what the Innovation Center would ultimately become, and working with Business Furniture. Again, that education space from a physical space, planning and all that, very different than it used to be. Talk about that design process and what that was like.
One thing we talk a lot about at Cathedral High School are authentic learning opportunities. And so we had students involved in that process from the beginning, even helping with design, with helping what kind of furniture would they want to see in there. You know, you have students or children yourself, you know that they learn differently. And so we talked a lot with students, involved them in the process. And so when we say authentic, we don't always just want the teacher to be the person receiving the kids' information. We want to have podcasts. We want to have live broadcasts. We want to put out a yearbook that the kids created. That's authentic. And so again, they're going to learn at a high level. So we had them be involved in the whole process with designing, with meeting with architects, meeting with engineers, kids that want to go into engineering. Now they've got on their resume that they helped design the Innovation Center at Cathedral High School. So we're actually working right now to build a student-run coffee shop that will open next fall. We'll have construction this summer. Again, our students are the one designing the space, coming up with the business plan. So we think that they're going to learn at a really high level and get to do really cool stuff, as opposed to just doing a practice, you know, model for
right.
a teacher. They're really actually going to design the coffee shop for Cathedral High School. So,
yeah, I would assume the Innovation Center would be very attractive to students, but also you always wanted to attract top faculty, right? And teachers and folks. That's got to be maybe a selling point as well.
Oh yeah. You pull up the hill, this beautiful new building that's all glass. Yeah. We actually have a lab coordinator, which is a new position. And so I told you, we have these new labs. We have somebody that their full-time job is to work with the teachers to set up those labs. And so again, a teacher has a 5-minute passing period. They couldn't get over there to set up these hands-on labs that, again, that are going to prepare them for college. But now we have a person that can do that. When kids are absent, they can come back in. So that was another innovative piece, to bring in somebody that helps run this, you know, the labs in this new beautiful space.
In terms of the feel, if you will, of the Innovation Center, and, you know, in the corporate world, people talk about culture all the time and creating a particular culture. How does this Innovation Center, or does it, you think, set the mood or set that vibe, if you will, for students?
Yeah, absolutely, it does. I think Cathedral's really special. We're 103 years old, so we have more alumni than anybody around, you know, and that's a huge piece of Cathedral tradition and those families. But our vision statement says it will be the Catholic high school of the future, and so that's where you can take all these alumni, people that want to give back. But now we have this beautiful new Innovation Center that does set the climate for our school. And you're right, alumni come back, they want to be a part of it. It's a big, beautiful space, and we can host buildings there or meetings there. We can host alumni celebrations there. It's definitely for everybody to use. Our young alumni come back and they just can't believe it. They'll stand there and they'll be like, wait, there used to be a stairway here, or there used to be a door there. So
yeah,
it definitely sets the culture of innovation and just excellence for Cathedral High School to be in that new space.
Has the Innovation Center brought new opportunities? I mean, obviously it's great space to educate students, to educate kids, but have there been other opportunities that just having that kind of that centerpiece, if you will, brought to Cathedral?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of our alumni, again, they want to come back and work with our students. So through internships, job shadows coming, we have something called Lunch and Learns. Well, they'll come back and we'll use the new dining hall or one of the innovation classrooms to talk about being an engineer, to talk about being a doctor. I mean, they just want to come back and be a part of Cathedral High School. So yeah, it's given us many opportunities for that as well.
I know Business Furniture talks a lot about collaborative space, flexible space, whether it's for the Innovation Center or for the Cathedral High School more broadly. How important is that to have that flexible space in the education environment?
It's crucial. It's crucial because, again, you've got to start with what's your learning target for the day. And it may be something that's better suited for pairing up. It's something that's better suited for whole group. And you've got to have flexible furniture and spaces that allow you to do that. And we've done a lot of professional development with our teachers on different learning styles, different teaching styles. And so then we've put our money where our mouth is to give them furniture and beautiful spaces where they can actually do that for their students.
Did you look at other places around the country, any other locations, high schools that maybe had similar kinds of centers?
Absolutely. When we first were looking at this, we were really looking at colleges. Again, you know,
right,
that's
sure.
Who usually leads the way.
This in high school, yeah.
Exactly. So we were meeting with colleges and universities and seeing, even for, like, we have an amazing language support program, which is for students who have language-based learning disabilities. We were meeting with colleges. Okay, what do your spaces look like for those students? Do they need some quiet spaces? And of course, that is yes. So we've built in some, we call them think tanks. And so they're little glass like enclosed, because sometimes kids learn better if they can't be, you know, interrupted and they want that quiet space. Sometimes they want to collaborate with others and work. So yeah, we want to make sure we've got all kinds of kids there, all kinds of learners, lots of diversity. And so we wanted to have learning spaces that would match up with that diversity.
Yeah. And as you look at whether it's diversity or just the way kids learn these mm-hmm. days and are taught, whether it's the Innovation Center or again, the high school more broadly, very different. In that respect. And then these students getting job opportunities directly connected to their experience at
Absolutely.
Cathedral.
Absolutely. And that's why we tell our teachers that these kids aren't going to the same college university experience you had. So we have to know what are the colleges looking for, what skills are they looking for, how will they have to turn things in. And we've got to give our kids practice while they're at Cathedral, so then they'll be ready for that. And then again, in the real world, that's why those internships and externships are so important, so they can get some of those skills and get a leg up really when they go out into the very competitive college world and then business world.
Yeah. And as you look at that evolution, and I would say most of the kids at Cathedral are going to go on to four-year institutions, but more and more you're seeing, you know, kids coming out of high school and they're going into two-year and associate degree programs and getting a skill mm-hmm. and those types of things. I would assume the Innovation Center, there's part of that too that gives you that, as you say, that real world experience to give them whatever their path might be, a leg up.
Absolutely. We want to have as many electives as we can. I think an elective can do one of two things. It shows you and confirms, yes, this is my passion and I do want to major in this. Or it may do the opposite and be like, you know what? I tried that engineering. I don't think that's for me. And that's okay too. So yeah, we want to have as many of those opportunities for our kids as we can.
Yeah. As you look at being a principal, what's your favorite part about being a principal, especially at Cathedral?
Of course, the students. Just amazing kids. Yeah, we had our Holy Cross Awards this morning, and that's just kids that just kind of the unsung heroes that always do the right thing even when nobody's watching. And so it just amazing kids. I mean, when you meet these kids and hear about their stories, they're gonna change the world. They definitely are.
Yeah. As you look at from your perspective, challenges in education, and it's really at the forefront now, certainly all over the country, but here in Indiana. in terms of, you know, Indiana's trying to attract and keep companies and jobs and those types of things. And broadly speaking, people talk about workforce and skilling up workers and education as being a challenge overall. How would you characterize the state of education, if you will, in Indiana and with respect to economic development, those kinds of things?
Yeah, I think, again, back to those authentic opportunities, we try and teach kids about that. We want to be countercultural, we say at Cathedral, you know, we want to kind of, when you go up on that hill, we want it to be a safe place. We want to prepare you for the world. We're not going to not talk about hard things. We talk about that in our classes, and we talk about when we're interviewing teachers, quite frankly, we want to talk about things and be able to have conversations with people that agree and disagree, you know. So I think that's probably the most important skill we can give our kids, is not just, you know, math, biology, but how do they communicate with others? How do they get along with others? So I think the future is very bright at Cathedral High School, because we're very lucky. We have families, and I tell every kid at Cathedral, if you're at Cathedral High School, somebody cares about you. I don't care if you're on full pay or on full tuition. Somebody cares about you. So now you have to give back. You have to use the gifts and talents that you've been given to help our city, to help our school, and to help our world. And they hear us say that all the time, that's built into kind of the mantra of Cathedral, that if you're here, you need to use your gifts and talents to give back. And so in that way, I think the future of education is great, because we're going to use the kids and the talents from Cathedral High School to make Indianapolis and the world a better place.
How do you stay on top of, you know, you talk about an innovation center, innovation, you know, it's constantly changing, and what's kind of cutting edge or leading edge today and a few years from now won't be. How do you try to stay on top of that?
Yeah, really, that's kind of a culture. That's the culture of Cathedral High School, is that we've got to see. It's not enough to close our doors and just do what we do. We've got to talk to colleges and universities. We've got to talk to our alumni that are leading. We've got so many leading business people and just leaders in the city of Indianapolis. What skills are you looking for? What trades are you looking for? And so it's a culture of excellence. And when we say there's a lot of expectations at Cathedral High School. We'll give you all the support to get to meet that excellence, but we always have to be talking, communicating, seeing what are the best practices. Let's go steal them, and let's try and do them, and let's do them the Cathedral
right.
way.
Yeah. As you look at how you would like students to remember Cathedral, what do you want as they leave, go on to college, whatever the case might be? How do you want them to remember Cathedral?
Well, one of our Holy Cross core values is that we educate hearts and minds. And that's truly what we hope, is that when you leave, you know, we have service opportunities at Cathedral and service expectations. We hope we touch your heart so that when you do leave, you'll still want to serve. You'll want to use your talents to make the world a better place. And we hope that, you know, we know that all of our alumni, when they come back, they want to give back. So we hope we truly are educating hearts and minds, and that they'll want to make the world a better place. And then that's not just a figure of speech, but they truly will want to use their talents for good.
Yeah. Hey, one other question I do want to ask you about the business community, because you talk about being in contact with them and trying to understand what they want. Generally speaking, can you talk about what businesses are saying today in terms of what they want from students? You know, is it better communicators or analytical skills? What is it that businesses are saying is lacking maybe right now?
Yeah, I think definitely what we hear is communication skills are crucial. Again, going back to that unified media, we know they're going to use that. They need to have very strong written and oral communication skills. They have to be able to collaborate with others. There's very few jobs that you're just going to go be in a silo by yourself. And then also the final thing is critical thinking. Can they problem solve, not just, you know, memorize something? So again, going back to our instruction, we don't just hand them the lesson and say, we want you to memorize this. We want you to solve problems. We want you to fail, and you can learn from failure. So I would mm-hmm. say definitely communication, collaboration, and critical thinking.
And again, those I'm sure are woven through this new innovation center, and the business furniture kind of design process was critical to that. Very good. Julie Barthel is the principal at Cathedral High School, remains on the cutting edge of innovation in education and beyond. Julie, great to see you. Great to have the conversation, and good luck going forward.
Thank you very much. Go Irish.
Now, there you go. And thank you for joining us on this edition of the More Than a Chair podcast. It is a special series celebrating a century of success at Business Furniture. I'm Gary Dick. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
For more on how you can reimagine your workspace and help bring your teams back to better, come and see us over at businessfurniture.net.